You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, November 28th, 9 a.m. West Eugene Wetlands, Willow Creek Preserve. Recent abundant rains have reinvigorated Willow Creek. Water cascades over and percolates through an old tattered beaver dam. Its brambly structure is secured by flowing water as sticks and leaves lodge firmly against the narrow banks and each other. A well-worn path has been trampled into a muddy ravine 2 feet deep, tracing where these nocturnal rodents enter and leave the creek to browse in the streamside forest. The hardpan prairie is becoming saturated and pliable underfoot. New green shoots emerge from granulated mounds of soil recently excavated by giant pocket gophers. The brown, seemingly lifeless prairie is giving way to green, emergent life. Volunteers under the direction of the Nature Conservancy have removed scotch broom, blackberries, and other invasives by hand, controlled burning, and more recently mowing. There is currently no place to hide in the short grass of the treeless main meadow. A seasonal low-pressure pinwheel spinning in the Gulf of Alaska has sent one storm after another into the Pacific Northwest, causing the water table to rise. Ponds have begun to form in the meadow's deepest depressions. In a few weeks, this expanse of wetland prairie will be flooded, making this habitat more aquatic than terrestrial. A shaft of golden sunlight penetrates the misty atmosphere, illuminating the other end of the meadow. A black-tailed deer, head down, grazes on sweet new grass shoots on the edge of the prairie next to the shelter of the shaded Douglas fir forest. When the young buck notices me, he discreetly recedes back into the darkness, evaporating with the offhanded finesse of a creature born with an aptitude for survival. Grassland prairies are a relatively new innovation of life. In fact, the appearance of savanna-like grasslands are one of the key events of the past half billion years. 35 million years ago, Earth's weather became cooler and drier. At that time, vast forests covered North America. These changes in climate produced enormous fires and long periods of icy weather, forcing the great forests to retreat. Grasses evolved and spread due to this adversity. The heart of our continent was taken over by grasses and other small flowering herbs whose ability to produce a new generation every year allowed them to thrive in a world swept by fire and freezing winds. This was a world without shadows, except for those cast by drifting clouds and dust storms. This new world was unprecedented. It had an extraordinary effect on animals. The insignificant furry creatures that had haunted forests little changed for 100 million years exploded in a myriad of grassland adaptations. The hoof, the ruminant stomach, the grinding molar, the giant herd. Our species evolved in this new environment. Since civilization began, successive waves of sun-worshipping grassland nomads have dominated the human race. While the mythology of most cultures includes stories of murderous monsters lurking in the shadowy forest, I can think of no corollary malevolence associated with open meadows. The human body itself was shaped by grasslands. Erect gait, long legs, muscular buttocks, balancing arms, binocular vision, all are directed toward efficient movement in a landscape of horizons. Heaven to a nomadic hunter or herder would certainly be a green, flowery expanse with few trees to obstruct the sunlight. While it seems that our sophisticated, industrialized culture would cause us to relinquish these associations, tonight, the consciousness of most Oregonians is focused on a ritualized battle between young men from the state's two major universities over territory on a measured expanse of green grassland. The UG Eugene Springfield chapter of the North American Butterfly Association presents Jason Blazer in a talk entitled Enhancing and Restoring Prairie and Savanna on Small and Large Scales, Providing Benefits for Butterflies, Plants, and the Broader Community. Jason Blazer is a local landscape ecologist and the executive director of the Camas Educational Network. He will discuss regional efforts to enhance and restore prairie and savanna landscapes within the central and southern Willamette Valley. The lecture is free and open to all. It will be held on Monday, December 7th at 7 p.m. at the E-Web Training Center at 500 East 4th Avenue. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.